Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God has so much to say, speaking to us in the heart. The Lord loves us, and we're made just like He is. We're made after His heart. When He speaks, there's something in the heart of man that gets motivated. We hear the words of our Father, who we love. And those words have quickening abilities. It calls us to true things. It calls us to deeper understanding. And His word works like a seed. If the heart loves what's right, if there's any light in there, it gets wakened up. It gets quickened. And the thought starts flowing in the path of God's word. And that word grows and becomes faith. And then we speak. Well, as we learn God's will, as we do His will and learn it, we learn to love His will and all that He has to say. And we see things in a much greater way. The lies of old becomes exposed. See, a healing process begins from the moment a person hears the word. That's why if you're looking for the greater moves of God, it's in operation all the time. If people are hearing the word, it's working, it's forming, just like corn underground. The corn kernel is planted underground. You can't see it growing and prospering. Next thing you know, a blade comes up. So it is with people. They hear the word of God and they start measuring it. They start growing. And when it's time for when they're pressured into things, that word helps them stand. And the Lord waters it and nourishes it, causes other people to say things at strategic times. You know, that's why Paul says some plant, some water. And God gives the increase. Never doubt what you put in the spirit. Never doubt what you release in the spirit world. When you obey God and speak His word, now He has something to work with. God can use time like a tool. But first, the word has to be planted. Always seek to minister the word as fast as you can. Within a righteous time frame. Don't wait too long. Don't give the world a chance to harden your children. Teach them the word of God now in life. Teach them by the way you live. Train them by the way you operate. Remember, your everyday routine can work as a tool in God's hand. It can be a message. Your everyday routine. You don't have to go around the world to preach the gospel somewhere. Those are extreme cases when the Lord raised somebody up for a specific purpose. And they're on the other side of the world. Like Lester Sumrall, he sent him to the Philippines, and he traveled with Howard Carter. He prepared that man for people that he knew would listen. If that man came, that can happen, but that's far and few. Most of the people who win souls are right around you. It's just changing the way you operate, being kind instead of mean, the love of God. Not being a hindrance, calling people back, treating people like they matter, being a blessing to people when they need you. Your love finds a way to do these things. Keeping things in its proper perspective. And then you can go forward. And others can too. The power that God has placed in us is tremendous. And we can do the things of God. We can go forward. We can do these things. The Word of God does develop in us, and everybody we minister to has a chance of life. They have a chance to live. They have a chance at life as we do our part. Consistency. Unfeigned love. Consistently displayed. Your very everyday routine, your everyday routine can be a tool in God's hand. And Jesus said, be kind to all men. That means the people that it's popular to be nice to. And there are people out there, it's not popular for you to be nice to them. Like a teacher or a boss. There are people around that want you to not be kind to them. But that's not right. Jesus said, be kind to all men. Remember, when you live the light of God's word, you expose things that are wrong for what they are. You know, a lot of children, they rebel against the teacher, but they also rebel against the person that's helping them prepare for their future. And some people, if they didn't have a boss, they'd go broke because they have no motivation to do what they're supposed to. The threat of them losing their only source of income keeps them getting up in the morning until they're trained and learn the benefit of getting out of that bed and going to work. If you work for yourself, you can sleep later, but you're not going to get paid. But on a job, there are so many people working together. It's easier for you to make money on a job than on your own. Unless you're highly motivated. Most people need a boss that can watch them and watch over them. And they don't even realize how much they need that person. And sometimes they need a boss that they think don't like them. And sometimes they need a boss that will encourage them. And everybody wish they had somebody that just understood them. But sometimes the very thing you need is the blessing that you go to work. Your boss can be a blessing to you. They know, they see you operate. They know your strengths and weaknesses. They know how valuable you are to the company. And some of them don't let you know it, but they really appreciate your work. But you need them because you're not motivated. Not you, but I mean people in general. And people don't like people telling them what to do. And the boss is hired to tell folks what to do. For not only their own good, but for the good of the whole company. And you have to have rules for everything to work properly. Some places are more laid back than others, but you have to do the right thing. And sometimes we just need our bosses. We need structure. And the Word of God is the same way. It's no different. It has structure in it. If you're going to do one thing, sometimes that means you can't do other things. But people who try to do whatever they want to do without structure, they don't go very far in life. People that sleep too much, their house began to look like they sleep too much. And their yard begins to look like they sleep too much. And their cars are dirty. Either they're busy or they sleep too much. If your life is out of balance, your things are going to reflect the fact that your life is out of balance. Mine too. But if it's in balance and in harmony and you know, everything's going forward, you're going to have more days where everything looks to be in order than not. And you're going to have times where you're busy and you can't get to everything. And you're going to have times when you don't feel as good. Or you're just tired. But if you continually be lazy, your body gets weaker, things get out of hand around you. And your life will reflect what you're doing. But God loves you anyway. And God cares about every part of our lives. and he's going to help us grow. Now, as we go forward in him, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and that's a blessing. And I want to see people enjoy the Word of God and go forward. I want to see people thrive and live and do well in life. Because God gave us these abilities to thrive and do well in life. And as we go forward, we're going to find that we can. We're going to find that we can do this. And God's word is not slack. And he is not slack. He keeps his word. And he keeps his people. He helps us have balance and a stronger life. And as we go forward in him, doing all things, we'll see all these things happen. And we learn that God is truly with us. Now, it's important to have a thriving relationship with the Lord. Yield to him. Talk to him. He will guide you into all truth. When the Lord guides you, he does a great favor for you. He does things for you that it's just a blessing. If we would just let the Lord help us put our lives together, we will see things in a much greater way. But if you do things your way and not God's way, you're gonna have difficulties, unnecessary difficulties. But as we yield to him, not only will you solve problems, you will see how to thrive beyond them and not let them be a hindrance. Not let them be a hindrance. The light of God's word exposes everything for what it is, as it is. And when that happens, you get a chance to thrive. And you get a chance, when you relate to the Lord and you're learning things and you're growing and thriving, you get a chance to learn things you can't learn any other way. And you say, you know, when you start endeavoring to obey the written word in life, as you go out there and do these things, you say, hey, that's why he said do this. You start learning things you couldn't learn on your own. Things that would have been a mystery to you are solved. All your doubts are solved. And then your mindset is transformed. Your opinions change. Some of the opinions that we embraced is actually an attack from Satan. Sometimes the things we think may be harmless is actually an attack to hold us back from God's perfect best. You know, it was religious people who thought that healing went out with the disciples, with the apostles, and speaking in tongues and the Holy Spirit. These are, you know, the enemy used seducing spirits and doctrines of devils to cause people to go off track and away from God's best. But if a healthy study of the word will take you out of it, will take you out of the realm of deception and into the heart of God's will. As we focus on the word of God, we can do all things through Christ. The disciples went out doing what Jesus said do, and they found out that they had authority over Satan. They came back bragging about how even the devils are subject to us. And they were surprised and they were happy. And Jesus said, don't rejoice because the devils are subject to you. Rejoice because your names are written in heaven. And that's a more important blessing to understand. The reason the devils are subject to you is because your names are written in heaven. You've submitted yourselves to God. And now, when you resist the devil, he will run from you. He's happy to get away from you. Him and all his demons. If we can see what happens to him in the spirit world, we'll know why they want to get away. But remember, when you speak the word of God here on earth, heaven backs you up. When you speak it, when you put a demand on the promises of God, heaven always backs you up. And the way we attain victory, as we operate in victory, Jesus attained it, but as we operate in victory and people see us win in life, that by itself is also a light that exposes the lies of darkness for what they are. And people have a chance to see that the word of God is greater than the lies of Satan that they thought were better. People think that the world is good and strong, but the world is weak and low down. But when you can't tell till more light shines on the thing, on everything. When the sun is up, you can see the trees, you can see the path, you can see the clearing, you can see the obstacles, you can see which way to go. So it is spiritually, when people do what's right. When you go about your day operating according to the love and wisdom of God, people can see what's true, they can see what's honest, they can see what's of good report, they can see the counsel of God, they can see his hand at work in you and in those that receive knowledge from you. They begin to prosper. Everywhere you go, people begin to hear God's word, see God's word in operation, and they begin to develop. And they begin to take Satan's foot off their neck and put their foot on his neck. They begin to thrive and prosper. Even if they get something that's not as good, it starts thriving and prospering. The bosses know that who's the backbone of the company. You know, everything thrived because of Joseph in Egypt. When he went to Egypt, whatever he put his hand to, it worked. He told his brothers, he said, "I'm like a father to Pharaoh." Pharaoh made him in charge of Egypt. Same thing happened to Daniel. The words of God was in his mouth. Everything he did prospered. But he was steady about it. He didn't change and deviate. When they tried to make it against the law in Persia, and the Medes and Persians wanted him to stop praying, he kept praying anyway. When they tried to make him eat the king's food, he didn't want the king's meat, unclean animals. He ate beans and he prospered and thrived in life. He drank water instead of wine. He didn't eat the king's tainted food. And he did better. He and his three friends. It's very important for us to do things. God's trying to bless us with something greater. But you can't qualify to receive the greater things he's taking you towards unless you trust him. And then, because you trust him, you're going to use your faith. Remember, trust is a noun, faith is a verb. Because I trust God, I use my faith in the direction of my trust in him. So when he say do something, I'm gonna put a demand on heaven towards the things of God. If he called me to the ministry, I'm gonna bless my ministry. I'm not gonna speak negatively against my ministry. I'm gonna bless the endeavors he gave me to do. And I'm going to protect what God gives me to do. And I'm going to destroy the works of darkness so that nothing will be lost. And this is the way we thrive and operate. So as you go forward in life, Consider these things. Bless what you're doing. Bless your works. Bless your response to his knowledge. Everything of God, speak a blessing over. The Lord our God made everything accessible. And as we trust him doing his word, we learn and grow and we see things in greater ways. What used to be a great struggle because of deception and lack of knowledge becomes more plain. Everything that God does, it works out. And he can show you why things can be so difficult. And as he does, you know what to do. Now, last broadcast I had, the Lord was teaching me about healing. I gave a reference about something he taught me about healing, how it's as easy as, he made it as easy as picking fruit. And I thought about how easy it is. It really is easy. You believe God, he did the work. So anytime there's faith, there's got to be works. Well, Jesus did the works. We're believing, we're receiving healing that he already provided for us. So he does the work and we believe. Now, if you believe in God for a car, now you're going to have to pay for that car. And he'll provide you with a way to pay for it. And everything will be done in order and it'll be paid for and it'll be yours. Now, but when it comes to healing, he did the work. We have to believe and act on his word and speak it. And we can't doubt in our heart. We have to believe and not doubt in our heart. And we can receive it. It is as easy as picking fruit. Anointed people, they just lay their hands on people and believe God. And with their steady faith, they have faith in what they're doing. And I thought about the challenge when the Lord was telling me this. And he said to me, see, I didn't know this. He said, doubt can exist in different parts of your being. It can be in your body. Your body can look for the pain again. And the doubt, if it gets in your heart, you can lose the healing. You can become sick again. Because people don't know how to manage all these things. But when you know better, you can do better. And that's what happens as you follow the Lord. As you continually seek him, you come to knowledge and understanding. And it all works. I used to fight doubt in my mind. But it can also exist in your body and it can be in your heart. The word of God will help you drive it out of your heart and you can prosper and go forward. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to give answers and bless us throughout our lives. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you and Jesus is our Lord.